Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Back here on the second guest show, Mike D'Antilio along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi, on our talk and text line. She covers the Tulane Green Wave, sideline reporter there, and for the first time, she gets to cover a playoff atmosphere game, not only this past Friday, but bang, again, as Tulane will play Ole Miss, Maddie Hudak. Maddie, first of all, congratulations. You get into that 12 number, but you get to call it. So, man, what was the feeling of watching at the end of that game knowing that Tulane was going to be in that number, in that 12?
I'll say it was kind of hard to process in real time, but the feelings that I had came on pretty early in the game. I was kind of, you know, wondering if there was going to be a conference championship that would just remind me of the way Tulane won in 22, where they started out and it just never really felt like they were ever going to lose that game. And pretty much after they got the ball, you know, in the opening possession after North Texas took that first score, you just never got the sense that Tulane was going to lose that one. And it kind of allowed me to, I think, soak it in a little longer during the game than I expected to.
Yeah, because the weather wasn't great, but, man, the students really turned
out. Well,
when
you win, the weather's good.
Yeah, it's all good, right, Maddie, as long as you win.
Yeah, no, exactly. And I really do have to shout out just the students for how much they've really, really showed up all season. And, you know, the weather being bad, it kind of did favor the Green Wave, with North Texas being such a pass-happy team. Tulane was happy to just put the ball in the trenches. That was kind of their game plan to start off. And so rain or shine, I think that was just going to be a winning game plan for the Wave.
Now, Maddie, here you are on the sidelines. You're part of Tulane football. You probably never envisioned that Tulane would be in this position. But you're around the program. And how would you describe if Tulane would be able to pull off the upset, because it's a playoff game against Ole Miss, versus, to me, it was unbelievable, Coach Fritz beating USC and Caleb Williams in the Cotton Bowl. I mean, to me, that game, I was like freaked out. I was more impressed with that than even the North Texas Stadium winning the championship. And you were there. How would you reflect on that?
Yeah, I mean, the Cotton Bowl will just always kind of be one of the most insane experiences of my life, just the way that those final minutes went down. And to really watch a team that just believed in themselves all year long when they had won two games the year prior and only one against an FBS team, it was really, really magical to be able to see that. But, you know, when you talk about what this would mean to the program, just being at the selection party on Sunday morning and seeing the reaction of these guys that, you know, when pretty much all of them committed to Tulane, at least these senior guys, the 12-team format wasn't a possibility. And, you know, people that have followed along with Tulane, the idea that they're in the college football playoff and being able to, you know, literally make history with that. And it's in an environment that, you know, they are familiar with this season. Yes, it didn't go their way at all that first time around, but this December team is just not the same as the September team that went to Oxford the first time. But it helps kind of make the big lights not be that bright.
Maddie, yeah, go ahead, Mike.
Maddie, I was going to ask you your thoughts, because you've been around Will Hall not once but twice, so to speak, because he was on Willie Fritz's staff, and then he takes over at Southern Miss. Things didn't go very well there as a head coach. And now coming back, being on John Summerall's staff, and now being the new head coach at Tulane, your thoughts on Will Hall?
So I'll say I wasn't actually around him in his first stint. So the first season that I took the job was the year that, you know, he left and went on to coach Southern Miss. But I always think about the fact that, you know, that Tulane team in the Cotton Bowl year, they lost two games that year, and one of them was to Will Hall and the Southern Miss Golden Eagles. And just hearing the way the guys spoke about Will Hall, you know, as someone that I hadn't really been around, it really, really always stuck with me. And, you know, I think the fact that, again, he's been on these two separate staff that are responsible for such a great culture here at Tulane, but then being able to actually see him in action when he came around the second time, I had heard so much about him, and I really got it. Just being able to really watch him on the sidelines these last couple of games, he's just been such a really active in-game leader that the guys have really looked to, and just hearing again from so many former players on the sidelines of the championship game how much they really wanted it to be Will Hall, I think the players that have really turned this culture around, their voice to me definitely matters.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, Maddie, was that the case of point? I guess you just answered it. To bring stability, to continue that stability at Tulane with the players. And obviously, you know, in the transfer portal and all what comes about with that, that it was almost the future. And looking at the players who you want to keep around on the team, that it brings stability. I think that was a big part of it. You can correct me if I'm wrong, but I think just how the players trusting him, familiar with him, and then you're not just blowing up the team and people are transferring everywhere.
No, I absolutely agree. And, you know, you kind of look back when Willie Fritz left, it was kind of this question of, is this all a glass house or does Tulane really have something here? And so there was a little bit more unsureness at that time. There was also such a slam dunk external hire in John Summerall that didn't really exist this year. And, you know, whatever kind of went down with Blake Baker was ultimately still a risk of a guy that, you know, not only did he not have head coaching experience, but you know, he was just, he's been around a different program. Whereas, yes, it didn't work out for Will Hall when he was at Southern Miss. It was a different ballgame when he was there. Someone pointed out earlier in the year that he had to start like 9 different quarterbacks, including Frank Gore Jr., who was a running back as a quarterback that year. And so no coach is really going to be able to succeed in those circumstances. But I think the idea, yes, is you're probably able to retain a lot more of the staff on this team than a guy that would be coming in and bringing all of his guys. And this is a team that you now know is a winning championship team. It's not this question of just having the Cotton Bowl year and a few bowl games before that. This has now been sustained excellence under this staff, under these guys, and I absolutely understand having that that continuity argument with Hall.
Now, Maddie, the question I have for you, what does Tulane have to do, I don't know, to hang with Ole Miss and maybe pull off the upset? Because I was intrigued. I remember, the Tulane's going to hang with Ole Miss, and I was basing that upon, look, they beat Northwestern, a Big Ten team. They beat Duke. Look at Duke. They win we didn't know they were going to win the ACC Conference Championship, but they beat Northwestern, they beat Duke, and then they didn't even look like they belonged on the field with Ole Miss. So what's going to be different, in your opinion, this time around?
Yeah, I mean, it's a completely fair question. I think it was a little shell-shocking just how shell-shocked they looked after being so in control of those Power 4 matchups. You know, I don't really want to totally blame physical attrition, but I think there was definitely a lot of that. I think there was definitely the emotional hangover of everything that they put into that Duke win, as much as they kind of tried to downplay all the outside noise going into that. And then you just look at the fact that Jake Retzlaff had showed up on campus a month before the season started, a week before training camp, about a month before the Ole Miss game at that point, and he went something like 0 for 11 to start the game. He eventually threw his first touchdown pass to a wide receiver all season, and it might not even have been him. I think it was Brendan Sullivan that threw that. It took this passing game such a long time to really click, and I think you didn't fully see that take form until the Memphis game on. But I just look at that team playing a completely different type of football. You didn't have Jamari McClure at running back. You kind of had Javen Gordon, but that element of the offense was not there as well. And then the defense, you know, this is a really new group of guys in the secondary that had to replace 3 NFL defensive backs at this point in Caleb Bransaw, Jonathan Edwards, and Micah Robinson. And they were inexperienced, and they just weren't really prepared for a lot of the speed and size of that roster and that game. And I think it just kind of snowballed. But I also always look back at the third quarter where the defense didn't allow any points by Ole Miss. So they clearly did figure something out at that point. I just don't think they really could believe in themselves, and I just don't think they had played enough games together. But I think that ultimately what they've gone through and actually kind of built on in terms of adversity since that Ole Miss game, it just totally makes the mental game a different ballgame this time.
Maddie, I think when it comes down to the playoff outlet, and we even saw it in the conference kind of championship games, the more physical team wins. I had this conversation with Coach O a little bit more than a week ago, and him and I talked about this, that is such a big part. If you're going to advance, you got to win up front. Now, you got to have good quarterback play. Retzlaff didn't have a good game against Ole Miss, and, you know, none of us knew much about Trinidad Chambliss, but he comes in here. It was really his first start. He had played a little bit the week before because Austin Simmons went down. But can Tulane match the physicality of Ole Miss on the offensive defensive line? I think that is the big key in this game.
I 100% agree with you, and you don't have to look further than how Tulane played Ole Miss in 23 without having Michael Pratt. The trenches were going toe-to-toe with not mauling Ole Miss, and I think that really got them a lot of respect that season. But in terms of, you know, I actually thought about this, and it's not like it totally, you know, Shadre Hurst played well, but he was actually, I believe, in place of Derek Graham at left tackle for that game. And then you had to play Elijah Baker, I believe, at left guard. And so you didn't have any of your starters in place at that point. I think they were still kind of trying to figure out the rotation on the right side at that point as well. They've since settled into Jordan Hall at right guard and Reese Baker at right tackle. But that was a little bit of a turnstile. And then the pass rush, something that I keep thinking about is, you look at Tulane's pass rush last year when they started conference play, and it was night and day from when they started the year. They brought back someone named Mike Storms as a hand-fighting consultant. You know, he was a black belt in karate, was in the Marines and really teaches them hand-fighting combat skills. He's kind of come back on staff since the Memphis game as well. He worked a lot with Mo Westmoreland this offseason, but he kind of worked with Harvey Dyson. I saw him one-on-one before the North Texas game, and then Harvey had one of the best pass rush games of his life. So I just think that the two sides of the trenches for Tulane have definitely grown as the season started, but I absolutely agree with you that if the trenches aren't there, that's the end-all, be-all when you look at the SEC versus the Group of Five.
Maddie, I'm going to let you go on this, but you've covered this for the last few years at Tulane. I don't know you'll ever cover a guy, probably somebody who's bigger, stronger, faster, and more, say, ready for the NFL. What Sam Howard has brought to that defense has been unbelievable. You talk about the ultimate leader. Sam Howard is that guy. You know, there's something special about him, and I know he might not fit all the variables in the NFL, but that dude can play.
He can absolutely play. I mean, you just look at, again, he was one of the few guys that couldn't play in the UTSA game, and that defense looked lost out there on the field, both because of his play and just the person that he is. He's one of the most special guys that I've had the chance to cover at Tulane, and I think he's one of those leaders that made the difference in them becoming conference championship on Friday night.
Maddie, thanks so much for joining us. Hope to get you on next week as Tulane plays Ole Miss in that 12 unit and try to get a W out in Oxford. Thank you, Maddie. Appreciate it.
Thank you, guys, and roll wave.
All right, Maddie.
Thank you. Maddie Hudak does a great job covering the Tulane Green Wave, also the Green Wave sideline reporter, and also, too, man, I got to shout it out, Steve Barrios in that booth all those years, and he was on that team that played Colorado Liberty Bowl 1970. They were able to win it and sort of put that stamp on a run for Tulane in this with Larry Smith and all in the 70s. So, Steve, you're listening, man. We appreciate what you've done for the community.
Now, you know what I want Lane Kiffin to do? He has so much power. I want Lane Kiffin to say, you know what? We need to play Tulane every year. We need to throw the fans a bone. Who would be against that? The fans aren't against it. You know, about all the money and all that. No, everybody wants to see Louisiana. I mean, in Louisiana, they want to see LSU and Tulane.
You play almost every other school in the state.
Yeah, no, they need to play. Come on, throw the fans a bone.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.